Hello, ladies. Can we all start coming in? I can see dozens of people still outside registering. So can we slowly come in and take your seats? It's exactly 1 minute before 10. So we want to start on time. Okay, find your seat. You should know your table number by now. All right. Okay, most of you are on your seat, but there's a number of you who seem lost. You should know your table number as you register, okay? All right, it's 10 o'clock. We will start. Okay, good morning, ladies. Before we begin our session this morning, can we take time to pray, be silent, and pray to God? Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for gathering us safely once again in this place. We welcome the Holy Spirit in this place, Lord. Minister to our hearts as we go through the day and we listen to the things that and we do the things that we need to do. Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts today, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome, ladies. Happy New Year 2014. I know it's February, but give me a chance to say Happy New Year and advance Happy Valentine for everyone. Welcome to our Pastor's Wives Training 2014. Okay, this is what we promised you last year. Last year, we had a pilot program training for pastors' wives. But this year, we opened our registration to accommodate more pastors' wives and more Life Box wives. Okay, is that what you know? That's what we call our Life Box wives. Okay. So if this is your first time, you were not here with us last year. This is your first time. Can we see you? Can you please stand up? Can we see you? Okay, let's give them a hand. Welcome, ladies. We want to welcome you in this training. And we will we're promising an exciting and life-changing time with us and with the Holy Spirit. Okay, welcome in this training. Before we start, I want to flash in the PowerPoint our background statement. If you have your three-ring binder, in the front is our background statement. This is the reason why we're doing what we're doing, okay? Let me read it for you. Our background statement, massive growth and increased organization has left many pastors' wives behind in understanding and embracing their calling and receiving the training and equipping they need to fulfill their growing role and responsibility in the ministry. You know, our ministry has grown so much, so fast, that I don't know about you, but me, sometimes I feel I'm at a loss. I don't know anymore what's going on because I don't regularly attend, you know, the staff meeting and all. We're all volunteers here. There are some who are in the payroll of the ministry, but most of us are volunteers. So we don't get to join their organizational planning, their strategic planning. So things are happening, and sometimes we feel at a loss. So we do recognize that. And because of that, this is our objective for this training. Okay, let's flash that. Everybody read it. 1, 2, 3. Okay, to create an ongoing training process that equips wives to fulfill their roles and responsibilities in the ministry. So based from our objective, the training of our four meetings this year, including this one, is equipping and training. Everybody say equipping. Training. Our meetings are not primarily designed for fellowship. Aww, it's not. It's really for, I thought I came here to chit-chat with my best friend. Okay, fellowship is not forbidden. We have 10-minute break every session, and we have a very long lunch break. And even after dismissal, you can fellowship as long as you want. But the purpose of the meetings, the four meetings we will have this year, including this one, is for training and equipping. I have to say that again because last year, a lot of you kept on telling us, there's not much time to chit-chat, there's not much time to visit, there's not much time to fellowship. You know, we get that from our evaluation paper that we give you. So I'm just reviewing our objective, and I just want you to adjust your expectation a little bit. We are here to be trained and to be equipped. Okay, fellowship will do that lunchtime break and after dismissal. Okay, so that's clear. I hope this time we won't get those comments. Okay, now for a recap, just a recap, especially for those who were not here last year, I want to show you what were the topics that we've discussed last year. Can we show that? Okay, those are the topics. We talked about the history of victory. We talked about our calling, and we learned how to make our calling statements. We talked about responsibilities of a pastor's wife, mainly her influence, expectations, ethical concerns, and authority, or lack of authority, to be clear. Inside out transformation, that was taught to us by Pastor Paul Barker. Financial prosperity, relational leadership, servant leadership, and we had case studies with Pastor Steve, faith to live by. We talked about discipleship. Pastor Joey was here to talk about Lego principle and evangelism. And then we talked about Christian character. Okay, that's a lot. We did that last year. Could you imagine that? We learned all that last year. Now, for those who were not with us last year, for those beautiful ladies who stood up a while ago, we have a link for you. Oh, yeah, now we're very techy. Okay? We have a link for you that you can access and you can listen to the lessons. Okay? We will provide for that link later in the afternoon. Okay? Now, for 2014, this year, okay, we have a lot that we discussed last year, but this year, the four meetings that we will have, we will do an Old Testament survey. Okay, now some of you are thinking, what is an Old Testament survey? Frankly speaking, I don't know what it is, but it is about, we will study the Old Testament Bible. There are 39 books of the Bible, Old Testament, and we will study that. Pastor Paul Barker will be our professor. He will be joining us next month in March. He's not yet here, but he will join us next month. He will be our professor. And I don't know about you ladies, but I am excited about this. I'm very expectant that God will meet me and I will have a deeper understanding of the scripture. That is my faith, and that is my expectation of this lesson that we will have with Pastor Paul Barker. Now, I know some of you are thinking, Old Testament, I'm fine with Genesis, I'm fine with, you know, I'm fine with Exodus, all those action experiences of Moses and the miracles that God performed, I'm fine with that, but Leviticus? The only thing I remember about Leviticus is having a relaxed moment after I have fallen into deep sleep. Okay? But you know what? Old Testament is very, very much connected with the New Testament. And talking about Leviticus, you see, I did my assignment. You know, Leviticus talks about different burnt offerings, you know, burnt offerings, grain offering, sin offering, fellowship offering, all the different, you know, divisions of priests, who will do what, how will they cut the animals, where will they put it, you know, all those things, and we read it, we get bored. But you know what? If we do not understand that, we will never appreciate what Hebrews 7 says about our high priest, Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews that Jesus, as our high priest, is different from the other high priest that we will read in Leviticus, because he lives forever. Unlike those high priests who died after, 90 years, he lives forever. And not only that, he doesn't have to offer the sacrifice again and again and again, which we will read in Leviticus, but he offered the sacrifice once and for all when he offered himself, a perfect sacrifice for all our sins. You see, Leviticus is a beautiful and exciting book, whether you like it or not, because you won't understand Hebrews without understanding Leviticus. So we are going to get the best of Leviticus this year. Amen? Okay, so get excited. Now, for today, we will do something different. Okay? We will review, we will take a moment to review our calling statements. Now, we took a lot of time, we took a lot of effort to write those calling statements. And we will take a moment to review them today. Now, in reviewing your calling statement, don't take it out yet. In reviewing your calling statement, we will answer these following questions. Okay, can we flash the questions? Okay. No, not that one. Okay, these are the questions for your calling statement. As you look at your calling statement, you ask yourself, is it still valid? What I have written last year, is it still valid today? Okay. You ask yourself, are there any changes that I need to make in this calling statement? Am I prayerful about it? Or did I just put it on the shelf? Okay. What do I need to cut out of my life so that God can move in and through me? What kind of progress have I made? What will I apply from last year's training that will help me progress in 2014 in what I feel like God has called me to do? Okay, we will answer these following questions as we are looking at our calling statement. So I will walk you through it. Take out your calling statement now. You should have it. If you participated last year, you should have it, because we posted a message to you on Facebook telling you that you need to bring your old notes and your calling statements. Okay, take out your calling statements. If you need to, take out a paper and a pen, and we will take a moment just between us and God, between you and God. This is not a time to talk to your best friend, to your neighbor, to your seatmate. I'll give you a few moments to review your calling statement, answer these questions, and talk to God, okay? So we will do that. Our moment with God starts now, just between you and God. Okay, ladies, continue reviewing your calling statement. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, I know you don't have your calling statement because you were not here last year. So just watch those who are doing it. Relax and chill, but don't talk to one another, okay? This is your time to chill out. All right, ladies. For this time, this is what we're going to do. Each table has a table facilitator. So we will discuss as a group the answers to this question. So we will have a group discussion now. Okay, so table facilitators, you know what to do. So take charge. Okay, 3 more minutes of discussion, ladies. 3 more minutes. Okay, ladies. Okay, everybody, shh. We will have more discussion later. Okay? So, is that good that you reviewed your calling statement? Did that help? Okay, we'll do more of that later. Before we take our break, our first break this day, I want to call 3 ladies who will read their calling statement and share a little bit of what they have applied this year and some changes that they made regarding their calling statement. May I call on Jeanette De Venecia, Therese Gutierrez? You can do it. Iris Nanez. Okay, they'll just read their calling statement, and I want everyone to listen to them.
Hi, I'm Iris. I'm the wife of Noel Nanez. All right, my personal calling statement is God has called me to equip and empower women in our church, Victory, so for now local church, which is Victory Ortigas, to follow and live for Jesus, to help them identify their unique calling in life, and to use my skills in business, in sales, and in public speaking to serve the church and to reach unbelievers in the marketplace.
Okay, what kind of progress have you made?
Well, I was sharing with the group a while ago that you understand that I said. So, can I hold the mic? So, I told our group here that I felt like the progress that I made was that I stopped spending too much time with friends in church and started to mingle with other women who are working in the corporate world, and I felt that it goes along with my mission calling statement. So was that clear?
That's clear, even though you don't have to hold the microphone. It's clear anyway. Okay, Therese from our Angeles Church.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Therese Gutierrez. My calling statement is I'm called to build relationships through God's gift of time by coaching students at UP Clark to love God and to know Jesus more, and also to extend the grace of hospitality to women leaders in Pampanga as they nurture their relationship with God.
Okay, is that clear enough? My question is, what is Leviticus 3:12? No. So what kind of progress have you made?
From this. Okay.
From the time you wrote that to today.
For now, I'm doing one-to-one again, because I already have a leader in UP Clark. Mm-hmm. So now I'm doing one-to-one again to another student. And then with the leaders in Pampanga, most of them have their own leadership groups already.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you, Therese. Jeanette?
Hello, I'm Jeanette de Venetia. And my calling statement is, God's call for my life is to instruct and influence women leaders and pastors' wives in Victory Pangasinan in her devotion to Christ to be efficient and effective in her calling in life, ministry, and family, to be confident in her uniqueness and or individuality as God has designed her.
Okay, so the same question, what kind of progress have you made?
I have started building, connecting again, because it has been a long time we haven't had any time with each other. So our husbands meet together once a week. So we decide. I have plans to set a meeting with them maybe once a month.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Parang beauty contest, and the winner is. Okay, so we're taking 10-minute break.